Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Leading off today, Apple has announced a generous promotion for new Apple Card users. Starting today and running until the end of July, new Apple Card signups can receive a $50 bonus after they sign up for any Apple service. So what this means is that if you apply for and are approved for a new Apple Card this month, and then you spend any amount on an Apple service, you'll receive a $50 cashback bonus, regardless of the amount you initially purchased. For example, if you sign up for Apple Arcade, you'll receive a $50 daily cash Apple Card bonus, and this also applies to things like Apple Music, App Store purchases, Apple TV Plus, and iCloud storage. Apple Card Daily Cash is issued at the end of every day, and it appears directly in your Apple Cash card in the Wallet app on your iPhone. You can then transfer that money to your bank, apply it to your Apple Card balance, or use it to fund Apple Cash transactions between friends and family. You can sign up for a new Apple Card through the Wallet app on your iPhone or through the Settings app. You can also visit Apple's website and look for the Apple Card banner. In other news today, speculation about a new iMac continues to grow. New benchmarks have surfaced that appear to show a new iMac powered by Intel's 10-core Comet Lake S Core i9 CPU with the AMD Radeon Pro 5300 GPU. The CPU in question here is actually a slightly different variant of the Comet Lake S Core i9 processor that became available to PC makers in April. The Geekbench results show that this Core i9 runs with a 3.6 GHz base clock and a 4.7 GHz boost clock. This means that it's a higher clocked version of the Core i9, suggesting that Intel has specifically made this chip just for Apple. The test results also indicate that the forthcoming iMac will feature the yet-to-be-announced AMD Radeon Pro 5300 graphics card. This is likely to be a desktop variant of the Radeon Pro 5300M that AMD announced last year. Currently, Apple's 27-inch iMac is available in several different configurations, including 8th and 9th generation Intel Core processors. The 10th generation Intel Core i9 seen in these benchmarks will likely be saved for the higher-end models, though we would also expect the lower-end models to make the jump to the 10th core chips as well. Rumors had suggested that Apple would debut its new iMac at WWDC, but that didn't ultimately happen. But during the WWDC keynote, Apple teased that it still has new Intel Macs in the pipeline, despite the looming transition to Apple Silicon. Based on these Geekbench results and the Apple Silicon transition, we expect the new iMacs to be announced sooner rather than later, perhaps even as early as this month. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Customers love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. This means that you can get your work done in half the time using all of the technologies on the Mac that you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail lets you do everything natively on your Mac. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 10% off of all of the Direct Mail full-feature plans. You can head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. That's directmailmac.com/9TO5. iOS 14 and macOS 11 Big Sur bring improvements to a variety of stock applications, including voice memos. With this year's updates, the Voice Memos app for iPhone, iPad, and Mac is adding support for folders, favorites, and a new enhanced recording feature. The Voice Memos app first came to the Mac in 2018 alongside the release of macOS Mojave. Apple brought the app to the Mac using its Catalyst technology, which makes it easy for features to be implemented across platforms with yearly software updates. That's what's happening this year with features like enhanced recording coming to all three platforms at the same time. Apple says that the enhanced recording feature reduces background noise and room reverberation with a single tap. So once you create a recording in the Voice Memos app, you'll see a small icon similar to the auto adjustment feature in the Photos app. Simply tap that button and Apple says that background noise will be removed and your recording will sound much better. Details on exactly how this feature works are unclear, but Apple's focus is on the simplicity and one-tap nature of the feature. The enhanced recording feature would be especially useful for people looking to create podcasts and other audio content directly on their iPhone, iPad, or Mac. For example, Apple touted the new studio quality microphones in the latest iPad Pro and MacBook Pro models. Between those microphones and the new enhanced recording feature in the Voice Memos app, Apple is clearly trying to position itself so that users can create audio content without any third-party accessories or applications. Other new features in the Voice Memos app include smart folders that automatically group Apple Watch recordings, recently deleted recordings, and favorites. And there's also support for creating custom folders and organizing your favorites in other ways. The new Voice Memos app is available through the developer beta testing of iOS 14, iPadOS 14, and macOS 11 Big Sur. These updates will be released in public beta form later this month, followed by a stable release to everyone in the fall. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.